Welcome to the award-winning Champions Mojo, hosted by two world record-holding athletes. Be inspired as you listen to conversations with champions. And now, your hosts, Kelly Pallas and Maria Parker.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Champions Mojo podcast. I am your host, Kelly Pallas, and as usual, I am with my co-host, Maria Parker. Hey, Maria.
Hey, Kelly. It's great to be with you here today.
Yes. And Maria, this is a special edition of Champions Mojo from the pool deck. And we have a great interview for you today. It's brief, it's short, but it's powerful.
Yeah. And we, I wasn't there, but I was able to listen to the interview and some great takeaways.
Yep. We hope you'll stick around and catch the takeaways. And here we go. We are here with a road trip inspirational interview. I am driving down the road, being very careful, while I interview Zena Courtney, who is a world record holding master swimmer, multiple time national champion, multiple time over a dozen national U.S. masters records. She's also a tremendous open water swimmer. She's the American record holder in the two person English Channel crossing. And she's done the Strait of Gibraltar. She's both an open water champion and an in the pool champion. And Zena, we had just driven over to Orlando to watch Katie Ledecky swim Summer McIntosh in the 800 free. Now, granted, everybody's in different places training cycle wise, but first, how'd you like that race?
It was exciting. It was amazing to watch those two girls swim. Could learn a lot from their strokes.
Yeah. What did you learn from their strokes?
Summer made it look so easy, and you thought she was going fast, and then she found another gear or so. I don't know how she does that. A lot of pace work. That's what I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really fun to watch. And it was just the Southern Zone sectional championships, and Katie came down from Gainesville, and Summer McIntosh is training over at Sarasota. And these are two of the top four women swimmers in the world. They just, Swim just ranked the top 100 women. But we're going to talk about Zena because we are a Masters swimming podcast. And this is super exciting because Zena has been referred to on our podcast several times. Zena is a fellow Masters swimmer with me on the Swim Melbourne Masters, a fellow world record holder on our 800 free relay. And the big thing that I wanted to talk to you about, Zena, is this year you're about to transition it to a new age group. You're the youngest one in your age group, and you've done this a lot of times. But what are some of the ways that you're preparing? I notice you're a young woman. You've lost about 12 pounds. You're doing some things as you approach this new age group of 65 to 69. What are some things that you're implementing now that you might not have before?
Kelly is my inspiration and biggest cheerleader, so don't let you think that it's all my idea. But no, it was my idea to go on this My Pure Health plan and lose that baby fat that I've never lost from my second child and see what I could do. So I'm doing hanging, thanks to Kelly, and that I do have a torn labrum, but that seems to keep it at bay. And upping the workout quality, training with the USA Swimming. So those are the things I'm doing. Hopefully they'll reach fruition with the new age group records.
Yeah, so we've noticed within the Champions Mojo podcast that a lot of top master swimmers do train now and then, not every day, but at least maybe a time or two a week with USA swim teams. And then they train the rest of the time with their regular masters team because they may need a little bit more. So Zena, you are a premier backstroker, swam at Stanford, was an All-American backstroker there. And so you really do a range from the 50 all the way to the 200 backstroke. What are some sets that you like to do for backstroke that keep you fast?
200 backstroke is a plethora of 50s on pace. And it's a challenge set, right? How many 50s you can hold on your 200 pace. I've noticed that I've been slacking in the higher 60 to 64 age groups. We're going to get back on that this year.
You won the 50 back 2 years ago in San Antonio. What kind of stuff do you like to do for a 50 back?
That is pure chance.
I think it's a rocking start and a really great turn too.
Short course.
Your target kind of this summer is the long course Masters Nationals in Mission Viejo. What other goals do you have for this summer?
This summer, I want to have fun. We're going to go after Mission Viejo to Oceanside, California and do the open water down there. I can't wait.
I know you're making me do that. I'm just hoping the water is somewhere above 65. I think the last time Mark and I tried to do it, it was 51. Really, it was truly frigid. Okay, so Zeno, we know we've talked a lot of X's and O's here. So we like to just talk with champions about some of their routines and rituals, things that make you just a successful person. It doesn't even necessarily have to be swimming, but what are some things that you need in your daily routine that keep you being successful?
So I'm very goal oriented. So I need a goal. I need something to train for, focus on. We moved across the country, bought a house in Florida, remodeled it, and picked out all the finishes. And I don't have an interior design background. I'm constantly learning on what to do, how to do it, and keeps you young, keeps your brain active.
Being a close friend of yours, I do notice, Mark and I always say, you're a researcher, that you like to do your research on a lot of things. So that's really cool. And Zena, what is a big obstacle in your life that you have overcome, and how did you do that?
So I'm guessing the biggest obstacles was coming back from multiple shoulder surgeries. So I'd had 3 shoulder surgeries, 2 knees. Just every time you got to come back, you got to focus on getting back to where you were before it happened and then see what happens. And my goal is to try to slow the aging process. We were looking at these times, long course meters these girls are doing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to do that short course yard. It all puts it in perspective.
One thing that I know about you that I would love to hear some of your secrets. To me, it seems like when you get behind the block, you are just a fierce competitor. If we're swimming a relay together, I can always know that you're going to bring your best. If I see you behind the block, you're very focused. You're ready. And I was wondering if you have pinpointed what you're saying to yourself or what makes you be able to step up. I've really never seen you swim horribly. Just, wow, that just was awful. You just always seem to swim above where one might think you would be. So how do you do that?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe it's because I grew up in a family of 4. In order to get noticed, you had to go above and beyond. And it's just been great in me. So that's just how I live my life.
And when you're behind the block, are you nervous? Are you scared? What's going through your mind when you're back there behind the block?
So nerves, maybe a little bit of nationals, but you can only focus on yourself. You can't control anybody else's race. So you just remember all the little tricks and the techniques that you've perfected for 60 years of swimming. And, you know, you got to trust that it'll come when you need it.
And you are a certified coach, U.S. Masters coach, certified lifeguard. And one of the things that I do notice about you a lot, Zena, is when we're done with swim practice, you're often helping newer people. They may have been triathletes and they've come out to try swimming, or they might be swimmers that don't necessarily have a Division I swimming background and just want to get better. What advice might you give to newer master swimmers that want to get better, that just maybe they are in a plateau right now and they just don't feel like they're getting any better? What advice might you give them?
Well, first of all, to join a master's team. So if they're with a master's team, then they need to leverage the people around them. So everybody has a different eye. Everybody can pick up on how to make your technique a little bit better. So swimming is surrounding by water. So technique is highly important, because one little false positioning of your hand could cause shoulder problems, could cause you to get beat. So with the new folks, it's an awareness in the water. A lot of them don't have a body awareness. So giving them drills and explaining maybe 4 times, 4 different ways on the technique that you're trying to introduce to them seems to work.
Yes, I'm in agreement with you right there. That technique is so important with all levels of swimmers, just whether you're elite swimmer or whether you're brand new. I think everyone can always get better with their technique. All right, Zena, so just a fun last question. What goes through your mind when you dive in the water? And this is more of a spiritual question. It doesn't have to be technique.
I love swimming. So when I dive in the water, it's just a Zen feeling. If you could say, aha.
Yes, I like that. Thanks for joining us on Champions Mojo today, Zena.
You're welcome. Great to be here, Kelly.
Takeaways, takeaways, takeaways. We've heard from you that your favorite section of our podcast is the takeaways. Thank you so much for that feedback. But before we get to the takeaways today, we wanted to ask you if you would please give us a 5-star review. That way, more people will be able to find our podcast. Also, if you could subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, you'll never miss a podcast episode if you subscribe. And please share our podcast with your friends. And now, the takeaways.
So, Maria Zena Herman Courtney, she doesn't go by that anymore, but some of her accolades, amazingly, were under the name of Zena Herman. But Zena Courtney, and Zena, obviously, as you can tell, is one of my best friends, certainly one of my best swimming friends. And she's so humble. She's just so humble that even trying to pull her accolades out of her, we were just blown away. She's fast in the pool, but talk about her open water.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me because I met Zena. She's extremely humble. And of course, she wouldn't boast about anything, but I was really surprised when you're talking about the amazing things she's done, the world record she's held. Especially to me, open water is just, oh, how do people do it? So yeah, that she has the 2-person world record for English Channel crossing in open water swimming. That's amazing.
That is. It's truly amazing. And swimming the Strait of Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And yeah. She still has a real passion for it. She's trying to organize a swim here in our area in the ocean. And it'll be fun to do that race with her in Oceanside, California. But anyways, we're only going to do one takeaway.
Yeah.
It was such a short interview. Yeah. What was your first takeaway?
There were actually several things. And even though it was a short interview, but I think the thing I'm going with as one of my favorites is Zena apparently is really good with kind of newbie swimmers and people who, you know, are just trying to get comfortable in the water again. And one of the things she said just really stuck with me. She said, sometimes you have to explain things 4 different ways. And it's so true. For me, somebody will explain something, I don't get it. And if they just say it again, louder, it's not going to help me. So this is a great takeaway for parents.
That just cracked me up. If they just say it louder.
Sometimes I've been in that situation where somebody said, okay, do it like this, do it like, and I didn't get it the first time. So you need to come at it from a different direction. And so I think that's a great takeaway for all of us who are in coaching or teaching roles as parents or as bosses or whatever. We need to think of at least 4 ways to explain what it is that we need done, especially if it's something that's technique in the water and it's esoteric. It's hard to change that. Things. It's hard to feel that. So explaining it a couple of different ways is great.
They say some people are visual learners, some people are oral learners. So I love that. And I do see Zena after practice so often with somebody that's brand new. She was on the NCAA championship team, swam at Stanford, besides all these other things. And she's a highly certified coach, but I do see her after practice helping people. So I know she's living that. Like you said, there were a lot of takeaways, but the one that I think is a takeaway is that if we want to be more like a champion, what can I do to be more like a champion or to get the mojo from champions? I think that Zena is, like I said, she's always able to be relied upon. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to be on a relay with her, or even if I'm going to meet her for swim practice, I know she's going to be there. Yeah. I know she's going to step up. Even if she may not be feeling well, or maybe her shoulder's hurting, or maybe she's not where she wants to be, she still stands up and gives it her 100%. And here's the key, without complaining, without whining, with just this aura of, I'm going to get this done. And that, I think, is a champion, because I know she doesn't always feel like getting it done. And she does.
Yeah, I love that. I love that she's reliable. And that is a really important aspect of champions. Like you said, you're going to do that and you show up and you do it. And no excuses and no complaining.
Right. So this is definitely an area that I can work on. You're married to my brother, so you know that we Parkers can change our mind. But I will say, if you put me on a relay with you, I'll do my best.
I know you will. All right, Kelly.
Yeah. Love you. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Champions Mojo podcast. Did you enjoy the show? We'd be grateful if you would leave us a 5-star review on iTunes to help others find us. And we'd also love to hear from you. We're on all social media platforms, or you can reach us at championsmojo.com.